A question came up recently about making milchic bread. Somebody has made some rolls, apparently very, very tasty rolls. They had garlic and butter in them. And then it was raised afterwards that perhaps there was a problem here. And indeed, there is a serious shaila about this. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadik Zayin in Yoradeya says, Ein lashin isa b'chalav, that you're not allowed to knead dough with milk to make bread. This is based on a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed. Shema yavo l'ochlein basar, because we're worried that you might come to eat it with meat. Bread is something which is commonly eaten at all meals, and therefore there's a concern. A person is going to have a salt beef sandwich, they'll take a loaf of bread, cut a slice, and turns out that it's milchic bread. That's going to be a problem. Of course, many other products can have milk in, but those are things that you would expect to have milk in, and therefore you'll clarify whether it's milchic or parav. But bread, generally speaking, you expect it to be parav, and therefore there's a problem if you make it to milchik, because people will come to and might well eat it together with fleishiks. What happens if you did bake such bread? So the Shulchan Aruch says, v'im lash, then kol ha-pat asur afilu lo'ochla levada. Then you're not allowed to eat the bread. You can actually sell it to a nochri, but you're not allowed to eat it yourself. The bread is prohibited, even to eat it by itself, or even to eat it with something milchik. However, there are two heterim which allow you to bake milchic bread. One is if you're going to be making a small amount. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'im haya davar mu'at," if it was just a small amount of bread that you were making, "kedei achila bevat achat," just enough for one meal, then that's going to be permissible. But you can't make a whole batch that you're going to put in the freezer and eat on subsequent occasions, or you can't even make enough that you're going to give to friends to eat at one meal. But if you're preparing a meal at home, you're making enough bread to eat just at one meal, then it's going to be permissible, because you know exactly which meal it's for, and there's not going to be any left over, and therefore you don't have to worry that it's going to be eaten together with that it's going to be eaten together with fleishiks. The Rama actually is of the opinion that it's you can make more than just for one meal. You can make enough for one day. So if you're going to be eating it, you know, perhaps you want some for breakfast and some for lunch, so then that would be permissible. Or you want to make for Shabbat, you want to make on Friday, so you've got milchic bread, perhaps for, you know, Shabbat meals. You're having a vegetarian Shabbat in honor of Eco Shabbat or something like that, so you want to have milchic bread for that Shabbat. You can make enough, but not enough that will keep you going for Malava Malka as well. So that's an important machloket there between the Machaber and the Rama about the quantity that you're allowed to bake. And a further heter, further leniency, is that the Shulchan Aruch says, or sheshina tzurat hapat, shetaheini keret. So you make the shape of the loaf in a different shape to what it normally is, so that it's clear that this isn't regular bread. And when a person sees it, they'll say, oh, you know, what's this, you know, what's this bread? It doesn't look usual. It will flag up to them that it's milchic. And then it's not going to be a problem. This shinui has to be made, though, at the time of baking. So the shape of the bread, the shape of the loaf, has to be different. It can't be that after you've baked it, you do something to it. So even if you bake a milchic loaf as normal, and then to write on it with a sort of a food pen, or to put icing on it saying chalavi or milky, that wouldn't help you. And actually, a further heter mentioned by Achronim is, of course, if it's absolutely obvious that this is milchic. So if you've got a cheesy bread and the cheese is oozing out of it, and you can see that this is clearly covered with cheese, then it's not not going to be a problem. There is some discussion in the Poskim about cakes and the like. Can you make a milky cake or milky biscuits? So the Chochmat Adam in Klal Nun, Sif Gimel, says that you can. It's only bread, because that's where the halachic problem is, because that's something which is commonly eaten both to get together, both with meat and with milk. But cakes and biscuits, they they're eaten at the end of a meal. So even if it was that you ate milchik biscuits after a fleishik meal, you haven't eaten them, you're obviously not supposed to do that, but you haven't eaten them together with the fleishiks, so therefore it's not such a concern. Though the poskim obviously say, and we do this, you know, when they're being sold, you know, you should make sure that it's absolutely clear that these are chalavi. But it is permissible to bake such things, even though there are some achronim who do say to be strict, the minhag is certainly to be makel in this regard. So the bread that was baked just for one meal is certainly going to be permissible. Ad kan.